as you look at what Interior is doing in the terms of not just accessing information, but also securing that information, is this a way forward, do you think, for other agencies? Is this a playbook that other agencies can steal?
Well, I think they're going to have to build on this. You know, this concept of bring your own device, or BYOD, is really spreading globally in not just government, but in the commercial world as well. And I think it's really confounding legacy approaches to information and IT management. But then, you know, this current wave that we're living in of internet-based computing is confounding those legacy controls. There just doesn't seem to be such a thing as a closed network anymore. That's the reality.
Are we thinking about the right questions and answers and problems here? Is the question that we should be thinking about in the bring-your-own-device discussion, how do I put the employee's device on my network safely? Or is there some other, maybe bigger or more conceptual thing that's also should be on the landscape?
I think there's a bigger, I don't even think it's conceptual. I think it's an architecture issue. So the question is, do we distribute access to data stores and content with that end user device being that point of access to the central data store? That's the iCloud concept, I think. You know, we've talked about that before as one model of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we continue with distributed computing and data to these end user devices? That's kind of this next generation client server architecture that Google has been pursuing, and judging from the fact that I believe the Army today also announced, or the Air Force, that they were going with the Android devices. We've got to at least accommodate one of those architectures, probably both, in this concept. So here's what I think is going to happen. Already there are numerous innovative products that are being developed to help the organization manage this bring-your-own-device architecture. We do have these very strong consumer models and battle going on between kind of the Google Android world and the Apple merging architecture. The importance on government taking this in is that the amount of funding that will go to these models that will these innovative technologies that will secure these devices jumps to another level once government jumps in. It justifies the innovation. It justifies funding from VCs. Will generate a lot more startups and new technologies. And I think ultimately we're going to see big productivity gains. It's maybe 18 months, maybe 2 years from now. But just merely the fact that the government is starting to adopt these devices and funding will flow to figure out these issues.
Now, Interior was very explicit. Andrew Jackson, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Technology, Information, Business Services, on the federal drive this week, talking about this and making this announcement. And he was very explicit about the fact that the way Interior has set it up, you can use any mobile device that has an internet connection. That's really the only technological requirement, is that you can get on the internet. If you can do that, you can get on the network. That eliminates the architecture issue that you're talking about, or mitigates it to some degree, and it certainly makes the whole discussion different, because then you're not in a situation of having to analyze or restrict your employees' devices in any particular way. It seems to me, at least. Do I have that right?
I don't think that makes the issue go away. I think that's at the heart of the issue. The question is, do I trust distributing my information to an end-user device that can store that data? And, you know, this is the same thing as a lot of what underlies the whole internet property, or intellectual property, I should say, distribution issue that's covered in some modern legislation. People just don't really understand that you can no longer control intellectual property, be it a song or a piece of data that the government's collected, as you did in the pre-internet world. And so the question comes down to, do you want that end user device to be a tool that allows you to access the data in the application to do your work? Or do you want that to be a distributed computing device where it has a copy of the data and it has the tools on it so people can do their work without being attached to the internet? Once you say you're on the internet, you still have to decide, is that basically a dumb asset, or will the data be stored locally on that asset? To me, that's the critical issue.
Okay, that makes sense. I understand that. If I guess where I'm a little confused is, how do you determine, how do you prevent somebody from taking that information, even if you have to be connected to the internet to get the information? Can you make the information secure to the point where you can't keep that information on the device? Because if you can't, then it seems like you're right. The whole issue of a secure device goes out the window, because anybody who knows where that information will wind up.
Right. I think there are some pretty innovative technologies that secure it and allow you to track the heredity of what's happening in that data, who's touching it, and so forth. But once you distribute content, you know, once it's basically into the internet, we've got to adopt new models of securing these devices, or at least managing information. And the reality is that nobody's been able to do that. The trends are to the other direction, which is once it's out, it's out. It doesn't matter how it gets out, but the dispersion is so much quicker. That's part of the beauty of the cloud or the internet. So you know, it is going to require, I think, a policy decision by the agencies. And some of the agencies are going to have to say, we want to ease up on some of these security controls because it improves our productivity so much. And cost is going to drive the agencies to do that, as well as social behavior of you know, that's driving the whole BYOD in the first place.
We're out of time today, but I guess the next conversation that you and I have has to revolve around determining the where that balance is between saving the money and enjoying the productivity, and making sure that the information you don't want out there is out there, if that is indeed where the transaction is going to lie from now on.
And the investment in innovative products that are going to solve some of these issues.